Welcome back to the show. I'm joined by Zach Mir, technical analyst, market commentator. Zach, let's take a look at some slides in terms of the sort of the longer term, the bigger picture. Courtesy of Incredible Charts, Colin Twiggs, the author of the popular Trading Diary newsletter. Dow Jones Global Index continues to test support at 316. Recovery about 328 would signal another strong advance, but a break below 316 is more likely and would offer a target of 300. Seller for choice then?
Well, I would be, but I think with this situation, given how, I mean, the story of the year so far has been false breakdowns, and you just don't want to get caught in that trap. I'd rather miss the first part of a breakdown rather than trying to anticipate it, be too clever. So let's see 316 broken properly. Otherwise, you have to keep buying the dips, which has been the story of the year.
Understood. Let's move on to the Dow Jones Industrial Averages. Bearish divergence on their money flow continues to warn of a longer-term selling pressure on the Dow Jones. Breach of 18,000, this big round number, would warn of a test of the primary support at 17,000. Primary support being back to Dow theory. Again, J.J. Murphy on your technicals if you're fairly new to technical analysis. Do you think he's going to break this time?
I think what's interesting here, you've got the money flow going lower, but the price not going lower. And I think really it just... You've got to basically bet on this market holding and trading that way, even if you do get blasted out by a decline. It just hasn't happened before. And you've seen any breaks to the downside have just been
snapped back up again.
So it's just buy the dips.
Understood. Let's move on to gold. Selling pressure on gold continues. Twiggs money flow below zero warns of longer-term selling pressure. Continuation of downtrend is likely, and a breach of 119 would signal another decline. I'm not sure in terms of gold. Everybody is so
long.
That's
everybody's so long, and they're also pretending that they really believe the Fed is going to raise rates in December. I think if the Fed weren't going to do that, then gold is in the right place. But I think that's a punchy call to go against what the Fed is saying.
Understood. Okay, let's move on to the FTSE 100. Testing longer-term resistance at 7,000, 7,100. Again, selling pressures suggested. Retreat below 69.50. That's old resistance into new support would warn of a correction to test 6,500. Again, 64.50, that sort of area. We've seen, 69.50. We tested it recently, and it snapped straight back, didn't it?
Yeah, it's basically much too strong to, I think, even think of anything under. The 50-day average is 68.80. I think you might get just under 6,900 as a worst intraday move, but nothing below that. The 6,500, I think, is off the table. And also, if you look at the way that we've got the consolidation here, just the mirror image of the way down. It's like an inverted head and shoulders. It just looks like it's heading higher.
Okay, let's wrap up this segment with the DAX. The DAX is consolidating between 10,200 and 10,800, but the money flows are levelled. Recovery above 10,800 would give an upside target of 11,500. Again, trading the range, go with the breakout would be...
Go with the breakout is the easiest thing. I think if it did manage to break 10,800, it would be quite a strong... snap of resistance, and that would there'd be good momentum there. The other thing to look at is just over the last few weeks, you've seen those long lower
tails
on the candles.
Buyers coming in.
As the buyers, it's the same as we had in June, and I just think it's a very, very strong market.
Zach Mir, thank you very much indeed. Right, we are in for a treat next. We've got Mr. Malcolm Graham Wood, oil analyst and part of Malky's blog. He is interviewing Andrew Benitz, CEO of Jersey Oil and Gas. Look forward to seeing what they've got to say. Straight back. Thank you.